But you might say this molasses is, or this syrup is, well, yeah, that it would be thick. What's the difference between molasses and syrup? Do you know? Do you ever use the term molasses?
Yes, I've heard of the difference, but I can't think what it is.
What do you call the sweet sticky liquid that you put on pancakes? We just said that.
Pancake syrup is a regular syrup.
And if it's not, if you got some maple syrup saying it wasn't real, you'd say, I mean, if it was real, straight from Vermont, you might say this is
Vermont.
Or you might say it's, or if it was an imitation leather, talking about something else, you might say it's what kind of leather? Gin. If it wasn't imitation, it'd be
genuine maple syrup.
What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of apples and peaches and strawberries?
Oh, that must be jelly.
Right. If there were some apples and a child wants one, he says, what? He sees them and he says, he wants it and he says,
I want an apple. May I have an apple?
Or what else might he say?
Give me one, I guess.
You might say it wasn't these boys, it must have been
those boys.
Been one of, that's right, but it must have been one of, say that again.
Those boys.
He does, if you were saying, he doesn't live here, he lives, where might you say, if you point
across the road.
Or you might say he
down
lives.
The road.
Or over.
Yonder.
When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it? What would you say then?
I didn't understand what you said would be one thing.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, what else? If you just, if somebody, if I said, you might say,
repeat that.
If you have a lot of peach trees, you might say that you have a
peach orchard.
If a man doesn't have plenty of money and life's been hard on him, you might say, well, he's real, doesn't have any.
Hard up.
Or he's real, life's been hard on a man, he's real, without money. What else would be another word?
Poor man.
Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy. And you might, if you want to say that this boy's father was rich, you might say, but next door was a boy.
Whose father was poor.
Or father was not poor, but his father wasn't poor, but he was rich. Inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat is called what?
The seed or the pit of a cherry, they call it.
And inside of a peach?
Peach kernel.
Any other words?
Peach seed.
Kind of peach where the peach is tight against the seed is called what?
A plum seed peach.
Or is there anything else? A plum seed peach?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd never heard
you
that.
Never had.
What's another word? Have you ever heard another word? There's another word I'd heard. Must be a South Georgia word.
Must be.
Clean.
Yeah, I've heard clean seed.
And then if there's another kind, if it's not a clean seed, it's a what?
Clear seed peach. Because the seed's cleared of the peach, I guess, when the.
And what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away, the inside?
That's cool.
When you cut up apples and dry them, you're making what? What are you doing with them? You're making. And I had never heard this word, I'll tell you. You ever heard of snits?
No.
I have not heard that either. What kind of nuts do you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Are there any other names you've heard them called?
Goobers.
Any others? As a girl, what name was most familiar for those for you? Did you call them goobers or peanuts?
We don't call them peanuts.